Hey, welcome. If you're going to watch this show, I'm Right Live with Jill Cox Cordova and Anthony Cordova. The show will start in approximately 4 minutes and 30 seconds, as you can see with the countdown clock. But if you are watching in replay, you can just fast forward past this spot and get right into the amazing show. All right, but either way, we're going to see you in a few. All right, I'll check in with you in a few. Welcome to I'm Right, the show will be starting in approximately 3 minutes. Now remember, if you want to be on the show, you want to speak on the show or ask a question right on the show, all you need to do is hit the button that says be on the show and follow the prompts and you will be on the show. You won't be there instantly. We will see you first, and we'll let you know when we're bringing you to the stage. So know that you can do that, and we would love for you to do that. Also, you can comment. So you can comment on YouTube and Facebook if you're watching that way. You can also comment right from the website if you're watching on your browser from Jill's website, which is jillcoxcordova.com, at the podcaster tab. And then all you need to do is page down a little bit, and then you'll see the comment section, and you leave your comment there and we will see it. We have approximately 2 minutes, and the show will be starting, and you will see us, me, Anthony Cordova, and Jill Cordova, and our beautiful faces right here on I'm Right. Yeah. Okay, we have approximately 1 minute, T minus 1 minute, and we will be here and get right into the show. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that you are looking forward to it. So, we will see you in about 47 seconds.
In case you didn't know, this is I'm Wright.
I'm Wright.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova. Yes, I am.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight, y'all. If you're watching us live.
Hi, y'all. That's how we say it in the South. Hi, you know, we say, hey, y'all. That's what we say.
We do?
Yeah, that's what we, yeah.
That's when, what we do?
Yes. If you were born in the North or somewhere else in this country that's not in the South, you learn to say things like, hey, y'all.
And how do you spell y'all?
Y-A-L-L.
Is there an apostrophe?
Yes, apostrophe. Yes, there is. There is. There is an apostrophe. But, you know, that's your wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is just saying stuff.
Well, we're going to say, hi, y'all, to Charlie. Welcome, Charlie. Thank you for commenting and for being here tonight.
Really, Charlie is a great podcaster.
Yes,
please check him out on Facebook. I mean, he's got so many.
And YouTube and LinkedIn.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
But he's got so many shows now, I can't keep up. I can't keep up.
But above all, he's really Charlie. Really, Charlie Podcast.
Yes.
That's how you can find him. Wherever, whatever show he has going on, that's how you can find him.
Yeah, you can't miss him. He's all over Facebook. I wish I was as good at social media as Charlie is.
Me too. Me too.
He's the man. He is the man. So what's up, Jill?
Well,
what's going on?
Today or tonight, our episode is about breaking up is hard to do.
So is it just breaking up?
Well, or firing people,
firing
or, you know,
people.
Getting rid of people.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about, firing people. Like, if you've been a boss or a manager and you've had to fire, you know, someone, I wonder if you had a hard time with it. Because some people have a real hard time letting someone go, you know,
that's
firing.
Right. That's right. So we're going to get into it in our first segment that we call
Stand by your stance.
Wow, stand by your stance. I am going to stand by my stance. You know that.
Okay, so what is your stance? Is breaking up hard? I mean, we're calling this show Breaking Up is Hard to Do.
Well,
but is it?
Let me go twofold. You know, some people, mostly guys, they try to, you know, when they're ready to break up with somebody, they'll say, yeah, but it's not you, it's me. It's me. I'm just not.
Guys I know are like, it's not me, it's you. I don't know what guys you're talking to, but those are the guys I know.
It's not you, it's me. You'll meet somebody, you know, fabulous, but I'm not the guy. I'm no good for you. I'm no good. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, that never worked.
I was going to say, does that really happen? I don't think that happens.
Yeah, no, that never worked. It never worked. But, you know, I was young then.
Oh, you're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you would break up with people.
When I was young.
What's young?
In my 20s. 20s, yeah. In my 20s.
So you would say to the person you're breaking up with, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm not the guy. But check this out. A lot of the time, it was the truth. a lot of the time it was just the truth. You know, I was a guy that was on the road. You know, as you all know, I used to be an over-the-road truck driver. And I was on the road. And I wasn't, you know, I would come back, you know, once a month or maybe in 2 months or something like that. So, you know, if they were looking for a future with me, at that time, it probably was not going to happen. Probably not going to happen. Oh, we've got nowhere.
Oh, you took us to black.
We went to black. And that's what happens when Tony presses the wrong button. Okay, but that's okay.
So the question, though, is, so that's how you would do it. But was that hard to do?
Nah. You know, you all know I'm a really sensitive guy. I'm the guy about love. You know, I'm all about love and kindness and spreading all of that around. But, you know, this was a long time ago. I'm older. I'm wiser now. So, no, I didn't have a hard time breaking up with people. I didn't have a problem letting someone go that worked for me. I didn't have a problem doing that either.
You're talking about firing someone?
Yeah, I tried. I was trying to avoid from saying firing someone. Like, you're fired, but...
Charlie says you were experienced with it.
I was. People used to say to me, Tony, you fire more people than anyone I know.
And how would you do that? How did you go about firing someone?
Well, usually I had good reason. So, no.
Well, I would hope. I would hope that would be all the time.
All of the time I had good reason. It was, you know, they're late, constantly late. And at the time, the way I ran the trucks, I couldn't have these drivers be late or miss certain pickups, you know, for like no reason. They didn't have a reason for being late. There was, you know, and in trucking, the worst excuse a driver can give, I overslept. That's like saying the dog ate my homework. So fire people for stuff like that. Fire people for making up, well, one, always being late, two, making up fake receipts so they could try to get more money out of me.
But how did you do it?
Oh, I said, hey, sorry, I got to let you go. And these are the reasons why. Plain and simple.
So, yeah. Okay, so let's take the flip side of all of this. Has anyone ever broken up with you?
Oh, yes.
And how did you take it? Or how did they do it? Did it seem hard for them to do?
No.
And no. How did you take it?
I took it okay. Except for one time where I was in deep. I was in love, love, love.
Did you cry?
I took that one hard.
Oh, did you cry?
I boo-hooed like a big old baby.
In front of her? In front of her?
No, she broke up with me over the phone.
Oh. Aww.
Yeah, but all the other times when people have broken up with me, I was like, okay, I understand. And they had good reason. And the reasons usually were, you know, I was never around. And that was true.
Okay.
So
your stance is that it's not hard to break up with people, and it's not hard to fire people.
Well, I understand it's hard for many people to do that, but I guess...
For you.
Oh, no, it's not hard for me, no.
Okay.
No.
Well...
It would be hard to break up with you, though, Jill.
You better not be breaking up with me.
It would be real hard to break up with you.
It would be, because I don't think I would let you. Like, that's not what you meant. You know how I'm always telling you what you meant to say.
I'm not going.
Right? That's right.
Okay. All right.
Well, for me, I have only one person has ever broken up with me. And I was okay with that.
Really?
Yes.
Just one?
Yes. Only one.
Wow.
And for me to break up with them, you know, like recently, and our audience may have too. Abbott Elementary, there was an episode where one of the characters really wanted to break up with his partner, and instead of just doing it, I see Charlie's comment. It says, "No breakups with Jill Cox Cordova." That could be a show or a song, right? On Abbott Elementary, he didn't want to do the breaking up. He wanted to break up, but he wanted his partner to do it to him because he didn't want to hurt his partner. So I'm not that's a little passive aggressive for me. I'm not passive aggressive like that, but I try to be kind. I don't know if I always succeeded. I guess you would have to ask them, but I think by the time I did break up, they knew it was coming. It's just a matter of time really? For me to say it.
Really? They knew it was coming?
Well, most of them, I would think. I don't know. And then in terms of firing, the only time I've fired someone twice, and both times someone else had me to do their dirty work.
Oh, so you were firing, like your boss told you to fire somebody.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
That is correct. Huh. And then, you know, one time my boss told me to fire someone and I wouldn't do it.
How'd that turn out?
Well, I told that person, they're trying to get rid of you. You need to find another job. And she did. And then I knew that once she left that I needed to go too, because I knew that they would come after me because I had defied them.
Yeah, that turned into a whole thing.
It did. It did.
Yep.
It did. It did. But when interestingly, the two times I've fired people on someone else's behalf, neither person blamed me. Neither one, you know, like, mm-hmm. I know this isn't you. And one of them is still one of my friends today.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's pretty good.
And whenever she wanted to get jobs elsewhere, she used me as her reference. As her reference, which cool. I was happy to do.
Cool. That is. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
So let's move on to my stance is it's not hard for me to do, but I do understand how it can be hard for other people. Mm-hmm, I've mm-hmm. seen other people really struggle with that.
Okay.
So let's get to our second segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
Yes. We are trying to help y'all.
We are. So I think that we should offer advice for the people, since it's not hard for us to do either of those things. Although, I couldn't break up with you.
What if you needed to?
What would be a reason?
What if all of a sudden...
I mean, unless you went and killed my side of the family, that would be the only reason I would break up with you.
What if all of a
sudden... And please don't do that.
What if all of a sudden I started doing crazy stuff?
I would think something's. Like I would think something's physically
for
wrong.
Like 2 weeks.
I would think something is physically or mentally wrong. I would think it's a condition, not you. You doing that.
Couldn't be me.
No.
Nah.
Because that's not like you. That's very out of character. Now that you. Every now and then you'll be like, "I'm the man," and you know you can't tell me what to do, and you know, and then you're gone. You get in those moods every now and then.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I don't think you have to do that, but that's me.
So
what's your advice for someone who really struggles with removing someone from their job or from their life?
Well, from your job is one thing. So if you have a problem letting people go at your job, when you have a valid reason for letting them go, not like a made up reason for them to go, but a valid reason.
Let's start with that. Rethink that if you don't have it.
And you're having a hard time doing that, then you might be in the wrong position at your job. So maybe you're not cut out to be a manager.
Well, maybe they're like me. I never asked to be a manager, and I don't know, three times. One day I come in and I'm a manager.
And are you a manager now?
No.
See?
For good reason.
So this is my point. If you have a hard time letting people go in the workplace when you're a manager, I'll feel bad for them even when I have to let them go, even when it was my decision. But if you're have a really hard time doing that, maybe you should not be a manager.
Charlie said, if it's a struggle on the job, then you need to step down.
Because
sometimes managers have to do that for various reasons.
Yeah, and if you're unable to do it and it gives you stress and you get an upset stomach about it and you can't sleep at night because you know you have to let this person go, maybe you shouldn't be a manager.
Or maybe one of my favorite bosses, I didn't know how to take this at first, but after one meeting with me, she recommends me for another job and they hired me based on her recommendation. So at first I was like, should I be offended? But no, it was like winning the lottery. She got me a much better job, a much better title, a much better salary. Mm-hmm. I thought I had won the lottery. Well, so sometimes managers will put job listings. I've seen managers do this. If they don't exactly want to get rid of you, but they feel like this is not going well, mm-hmm. they'll put job listings in your office mailbox. Like a hint.
That's kind of funny. Hey, but just a public service notice real quick. Remember, you can be on the show with us, interacting with us live on video. All you have to do is press the Be on the Show button and follow the prompts, and we'll be able to see you.
I have to say two things. First of all, Charlie says, if it's a struggle in a relationship, then you may be more then you may be more of the problem. But I want to welcome Isaac. Isaac went to my college, my undergrad. Isaac. So Isaac, thank you for being here.
Hi, Isaac.
And Isaac says, if you don't, you become the performance issue. And that is correct. That sure is.
Well, that is true.
Yep.
That is true. That's a good point.
That's an excellent point.
That is a really good point, Isaac.
Isaac's always been very smart. So salute to you, Isaac. So, but any other advice?
We didn't get to
the relationship part. We only talked about firing.
Well, actually, I kind of touched on it. Didn't I touch on it, with something that I, talking about? It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
But no,
I said, sometimes it is them and not you.
If you're really talking about relationships, really be honest with the person you're seeing. If it's not working out, do not be mean.
There's no need for that.
There's no reason to say, well, I'm breaking up with you because you, peel your toenails in the bed. Or don't say things like, oh, you never was a good lover anyway. That is not the way to break up with somebody. Just say, hey, it's not working out for me. And of course they'll say, why? And they'll say, I just don't feel that love, we could spend the rest of our lives together or something like that. And that, which would be the truth, and maybe the person is ready for marriage, but you are not.
Oh, that's a big one. Because if you're here and they're here in terms of where they want to go with the relationship, it's often hard to come together.
Yeah.
So mostly just
be honest, but not mean.
And
not brutally honest either.
It's all about the presentation, right? And I don't think I've ever done an I'm Right show where I didn't say communication is key.
Communication is key.
Because if you're, like you said, if you're honest all along, so that, just like an annual review, there should be no surprises on your annual review. You know, like in terms of, you know, one day you're told you're horrible in your annual review and you thought you were doing great all along. Mm-hmm. So in a relationship, you know, there should not be, if you're communicating well, there should not be surprises like that.
Correct.
You know? Yeah. So, but yes, it's all about the presentation.
Yeah.
Even if you do think they're a horrible person.
They might be a horrible person. Well, you know, now that you say that, if you are with, I have some more advice.
Of course you do.
If you are with a horrible person, like a person is just horrible, they're mean to people, they kick cats and stuff like that. They do like all these horrible things to people and they're always horrible and they view everything like from a view of, I'm going to destroy somebody. Now that person, you might need to let them know, you know, you are really a horrible person. And maybe they'll try to, you know, be better the next time. You're really a horrible person. And I hope you do better. But the way you treat people,
but many horrible people, that's awful. They thrive on being horrible. Isaac, it's great to see you too. Charlie says, in a relationship, you both should communicate through it respectfully. Agree.
This is true.
Oh, this is funny. Here's a question for you, Tony.
What's that?
What about, I like your sister more?
Well, check this out. I've had the opposite happen to me. So there was this woman I was talking to, but she says, hey, you know, we've been talking for a while, but I like your brother. Can you hook me up with him?
And did you?
Well, I told him. I said, hey, I said, you remember such and such? Because we had met this woman at the same time, right? I was like, yeah, do you remember such and such? She said, yeah. I said, man, she wants to hook up with you, not me.
Charlie says he tells Michelle, if you leave me, I'm marrying your mama and I'll be your stepfather. And Isaac said, honesty is good. I'm glad with this example, I'm glad that I grew up an only child, but now I have sisters and I'm happy to match. Anybody need match it up? I have several sisters. I can match.
Match the sisters, but that's different.
How is that different? One. Oh, they choose? Yes. They chose?
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a choice, right? That's a little different.
Yeah. Well, shall we move on to our I think we've given enough advice.
We should move on.
And Isaac and Charlie are doing great with advice, too.
Yes, they are. And thank you.
Yes, thank you. So shall we move on to our last segment?
Yes, we should. We should, Jill.
Well, we'll get to our third segment that we call...
Hey.
Did you hear about this? Oh, did you hear about this? Woohoo! What is it that we want to hear about, Jill?
Well, for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, I receive lots and lots and lots of press releases every day. So here's one where it's a study... about when is the biggest day of the year to break up with someone? Any guesses? You already know the answer, so I can't let you guess. Well, if you didn't know, the biggest day of the year to break up, no matter what year it is December 11th.
December 11th.
December 11th. So if you're trying to break up with somebody, people, here's some advice for you. They may expect it on December 11th.
Hey, you know why? December 11th is in the player's handbook.
It sure is. It sure is. December 11th. Don't have to get anybody any gifts.
That's right. You make sure you break up with your women.
That's right.
By December 11th.
Yes. And you know, that they're not expecting a Christmas gift. My birthday is in December, but it still falls before my birthday. So guess you wouldn't give me a birthday gift either. And so is your birthday, for that matter.
Yes.
So biggest day of the year to break up is December 11th. And the unofficial National Breakup Month is, drum roll please.
You know, I keep forgetting to put a drum roll.
To put a real drum roll. But you did that well.
I will.
Is January.
January.
Start that year off right, people.
But you know what I would like to know?
What?
And I bet you this is the way it plays out. I bet you that in December, it's men breaking up with women. And in January, it's women breaking up with
men. That
is
absolutely correct.
I bet you that's it.
That is it.
Oh, that's it?
That's part of the study, yes.
Oh, see, I didn't read that study, but but I know because, you know, the guys, like we said, hey, I got to get rid of them before Christmas. But the women are like, I got to start this new year fresh.
Right. So no, Christmas gifts. And the women are like, this is my, as Charlie says, this is my New Year's resolution.
That's right.
Start the year off right.
And get rid of those messed up dudes.
That's right.
Let me see.
And then we were talking about layoffs and firing people.
Yeah.
So the most common month for layoffs and firing people are just exactly what we were talking about in relationships, December and January.
Wow.
Now, companies used to be, you know, like tried to be secretive and down low and didn't want to lay off or fire people around the holidays. But now they don't care.
They don't care.
It's the most common month, December and January, to either fire or lay someone off.
It's pretty low down to fire somebody before Christmas. That's pretty low down. That's like last week, eating somebody's food out of the refrigerator at work.
Oh, I forgot the poll. I asked on LinkedIn. Well, actually, the poll is still going, but before the show, it was 50-50 as to whether it's hard for someone to break up or fire someone.
Okay.
So it was 50-50, yes, no.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. 50-50.
All right. Well, you have anything else you want to say?
Well, what?
You have anything else you want to say?
I am just so happy that so many people are watching our show. And we're so happy that we're back doing I'm Right. As you all know, we've been doing this for 7 years. Oh, for some of you that didn't know, we've been doing this for 7 years.
And we're still married.
Well, you know, they say at 7 years,
get that 7 year itch.
That's when things get hard.
Well, we just learned about breaking up.
So 7 years into one show, what's going to happen?
Yes, and it seems like each season we have to learn something new. We start over with something. So, for example, the platform that we're coming to you with tonight is new for us. So, we're doing what we're doing. Couple of comments at the end,
hey,
Charlie.
Nobody can kick us off this one.
No, that's right. That's right. So Charlie said earlier, yes, I have. And I didn't like it. In fact, I didn't believe it. I was like, did you mean to send this email to me? And they're like, it was not, this was not a mistake. Like, oh, didn't know. So Charlie says, good job, Tony, about something you said earlier. And we were talking about when companies lay people off or fire them. Isaac said it's before the new fiscal year. That's why. That is correct. Yep. And Charlie just laughed at us again.
Keep on laughing.
And
please share this with your friends and family and share it with people you don't like to. Share with them, especially.
Yep, because we are here every Wednesday at 8 Eastern. I don't recall what next week's show is about, but I know we'll be here talking about something. I just don't remember what it's about. Do you?
I don't know.
We'll be here. We'll talk about something.
I don't know.
So every Wednesday, come back, same time, same place.
I have a hard time remembering what I did yesterday. So
that's why I once got him a shirt that said, I forgot, which sometimes he wears on the show, and that's why.
What else we got, Jill?
We have coming up
Ah, yes. Also, you know, check out my show, The Soul Reader with me, Anthony Cordova, and get a free psychic reading there. And that's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Just go to knowtobestill.com/podcast.
And we want to say thank you to Isaac and Charlie for all your comments. Isaac, we had a great time too. I love seeing that you're here and that you're participating. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Isaac. And Charlie, you know we've loved you for a long time. You know that. So and Isaac, you know I loved you for a long time too. So we're all good. We're all family. And we love everyone. Right?
We love everyone. We really do.
We really do.
Try to spread the love with hating on people. Love people. Even the people you don't like. Have some love for them, too.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're out.
We are out.
And we'll see you all hopefully next time.
Next time. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching.
And we do love you all. So, bye.
Bye.